We have data that were collected using a stratified random sampling with allocation of sample to strata design. These data have already been converted into a WESFAR data file format, and we're ready to begin our analysis by clicking on the new WESFAR workbook button. This opens up a dialog box from which we can select our data file. We select that file and click on Open. We would like to create a table. We click on that button. And next, we are asked about creating either a single or a multiple table set. We would like to create a single table set. We select that button. And we are going to select the variable quart1 to create our table. We use a single arrow to move this variable into the selected box, and we click on Add as New Entry. Once we do that, we see that the variable quart1 shows up under the table set number 1 node of our workbook. Next, we select the Analysis Variables node, and we select the variable that we would like to use for our analysis, in this case, the variable twin. Again, we use the single arrow to move this variable into the selected box, and we can see that the variable twin shows up under the Analysis Variables node in our workbook. Finally, we select Computed Statistics, and we indicate that we would like to compute a mean. We can call it anything we want, but for clarity, I'll call it mean. We select the function, click on Function, select the mean, and next double-click on the variable for which you would like the mean. This sets the variable in between the parentheses, and we select Add as New Entry. Once we do this, we see that the mean has been added under the Computed Statistics node, and we're now ready to run our analysis. We do this by clicking on the green arrow at the top, and next we select Requests and View Output. We open the nodes of the tree so that we can see the table that we have created. And we see that here under the row marginal sum of weights value, we have 256,998. This is the estimated population based on this sample. We are now interested in these next three rows of the table because they indicate the totals for the various strata. So for strata 1, we see the total number for the variable twins is 19,183.8. The next two rows indicate the values for the next two strata. And next we see here in the row marginal twin value, 26,055. This is the grand total for that variable. We see also that the mean value for this variable has been broken down by the strata as we requested, and that these numbers correspond to what we see in the text. The last row of the table, marginal mean value of 0.1014, is the overall mean for the variable, and we have completed our analysis.